Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. I'm so glad that you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. Today I'm going to share with you a pre-recorded interview I did a month or two ago with James and Gail O'Hare. Now, some of you might know that in addition to my Rochester program, I host a couple of internet radio shows. One of them is on Messianic Lamb Radio. James and Gail O'Hare produce a show on that station, and they are also accomplished musicians. So today I'm going to share the interview I did with them and some of their wonderful music. So stay tuned and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7 and Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Next, here's a song called All Is Well. This is James and Gail O'Hare.
Salvation Israel, all is well. All is well. All is well. All is well. If you obey of the God of Israel, all is well, all is well, all is well. Israel, Israel, return, return, heart, mind, and soul, return to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel.
Again, that was James and Gail O'Hare. And a little background. Many of you know the familiar hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. It was written by a hymnist named Horatio Spafford and composed by Philip Bliss. And it's a little bit interesting here. It says that the hymn was actually written after traumatic events in Spafford's life. He had a couple of things happen. The first was the death of his son at the age of 2 and the 1871 Great Chicago Fire, which ruined him financially because he'd been a successful lawyer. And then he had some business interests that were further hit by an economic downturn. And a lot of things happened. While crossing the Atlantic, his ship started to sink after a collision. And his wife, Anna, survived and sent him a famous telegram that said, "Saved alone." And it was after getting this telegram he was inspired to write this hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. And there's a lot more information on the internet. They actually had children and settled in Jerusalem, and they helped found an American colony. Oh, there's so much interesting information here, but I think this song is based on that popular hymn, and I thought you might want to know about it. Again, thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. More music from James and Gail O'Hare coming up next. This beautiful song is called Blessed Redeemer.
Name above all names, one who renews. I set my eyes before you, faithful and true. Word made flesh for all to see. one who created you and me, Yeshua. I bring Alpha Omega, first and last, the one who was slain at Calvary past, Jesus, Jesus.
Now that was absolutely beautiful. Blessed Redeemer, stay tuned for our interview with James and Gail O'Hare. But right now, let's hear about one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
far, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Do not retreat, I beseech you. The battle is raging, time to press in. Ruach is calling, engage, advance. I will glorify thee. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Stay dressed for battle, gird up your loins. Robes of righteousness, mark us, be worn. Hands and feet washed in his blood, minds transformed by his word. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Fast and pray, be watchful today. The enemy is active to cause you to stray. Be diligent and run the race, endure to the end, for his name's sake. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Do not retreat, I beseech you. The battle is raging, time to press in. Ruach is calling, engage, advance. I will glorify thee. Stay dressed for battle, gird up your loins. Robes of righteousness, mark us, be worn. Hands and feet washed in his blood, minds transformed by his word. Fast and pray, be watchful today. The enemy is active to cause you to stray. And run the race, endure to the end, for his name's sake. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Blow the shofar, sound the alarm. Turn your hearts toward God's holy hill. Do not retreat, I beseech you. The battle is raging, time to press in. Ruach is calling, engage, advance. I will glorify thee. Stay dressed for battle, gird up your loins. Robes of righteousness, mark us, be worn. Hands and feet washed in his blood, minds transformed by his word. Fast and pray, be watchful today. The enemy is active to cause you to stray. Be diligent and run the race, endure to the end, for his name's sake. Blow the shofar.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and that was Blow the Shofar with James and Gail O'Hare. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. And speaking of excellent, I would use that adjective to describe their music. James and Gail O'Hare have wonderful, wonderful music. This next song is called Elohim.
Elohim, second Israel. Elohim, Elohim, God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel. Isaac and Israel, Elohim, Elohim, God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel. My prayer goes to you with great expectancy. Your servant once again. Cause your fire to burn in me. Yes, all will know. Hearts are turning back to you again. Hello. God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel. Elohim, Elohim, God of Abraham, Isaac and Israel. Here I stand with your desire, Ruach HaKodesh, breathe on me to ignite His holy fire. Your will be done, Your kingdom come. Yes, all will know the God of Israel. Ruach HaKodesh, breathe on me to ignite His holy fire. Your will be done, Your kingdom come. Yes, all will know the God of Israel. Your will be done, Your kingdom come. All will know the God of Israel. Your will be done, Your kingdom come. Yes, all will know the God of Israel. All will know the God of Israel. All will know the God of Israel.
Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. In just a little while, you'll hear an interesting interview with James and Gail O'Hare. Right now, let's hear about a yummy place to get yummy food. changes in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. Here's a song called My Trust Is in You, and again, it's James and Gail O'Hare.
And your seed is
Israel. You change not, saying you will keep me. My trust is in you, Adonai. My trust is in you.
People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? In 1910, 12 Jewish pioneers colonized a desolate piece of land to become the first Israeli communal farm called a kibbutz. Communal farming provided protection from Arab attacks and aided in producing abundant harvest from a small area. Today, many countries use these innovations to maximize agricultural production. Yes, the efforts of 12 Israeli pioneers continue to bless farmers around the world. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shemai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shemai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show is pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And now, what you've all been waiting for, here's my interview with James and Gail O'Hare. Enjoy. James and Gail O'Hare, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Ethel.
You're welcome. It's a rare treat to get two for the price of one.
That's how we come, as a package deal.
I'm telling you. So I would love to hear both of your stories. Obviously, one of you is grafted in and the other one was born into a Jewish family. Am I correct about that?
That's correct.
Great. So would one of you like to share how you came to know the Lord and how you got involved in Messianic Judaism?
Well, I'll start by saying that it's been a long journey, and it's been we're very thankful, to be honest with you, that we have been called and we answered the call. That's just a bottom line. It's just absolutely amazing, the mercy of the Father. My situation is, yes, I was born into a Jewish family, but because of a divorce, my father was Orthodox Jewish, my mother converted to Judaism, and then they divorced when I was about 5 years old, and I just absolutely every day of my life, Ethel, I searched for my father. I looked for him. I sat on the porch, and I would just look for my father, and I could not get my mind off of wanting to be with my daddy. As much as I loved my mama, and she was a wonderful mother, but the long of the story is my mother knew that I had a hunger for God, and I would ask her, what was Shabbat like when you were with daddy, and would tell me some of the holidays. This is at 5 years old, and she would tell me, and she says, I just see that you have a hunger for God, Gail. Why don't you go down to the local church down the corner and just go there and learn about God, you know, get to know him. And she let me go to church every Sunday, and I did, and I loved it. I loved listening to the pastor talk about Jesus, and when we'd sing the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, for the Bible Tells Me So, it was so comforting to have that song sung to me during this period of time when I was in such desire to find my dad. And so I'd come home from church at 5 years old, set up a pulpit in the cellar, and start bringing in all the children in the neighborhood and start talking to them about God and about Jesus. And here I am, Gail Schaffman, a little Jewish girl, and knowing that I was loved by what the pastor called your Lord and Savior was very comforting. It was just very comforting. But down deep inside, Ethel, and everybody else that was listening, I was really in search of understanding who my father is and what he was all about. And little did I know, 40-some-odd years later, I would be reunited with my dad, and that's a very long and very interesting and very ordained gathering back with my Jewish family. And it came down to one thing. I was really in search of my Heavenly Father, the Creator of heaven and earth. I loved the reuniting with my dad, and I loved the reuniting with my family, but the reuniting with the Creator of heaven and earth and discovering Shabbat and discovering the wonderful feast and discovering what his plan was and is for all of our lives in this gathering around his table during these feasts. And that's kind of a capitalized version of my testimony of being restored back to my family, which encompasses my natural family as well as my family who are connected through our Messiah, Yeshua. And it's been wonderful. It continues to be wonderful. And I'm just totally amazed of how he, at his appointed times, chooses to reveal who he is and what our responsibility is.
Great. Now, before I get to James' story, I do want to ask you, how did your Jewish side of the family react to the fact that you embraced Jesus as your Messiah?
Well, I was very open and candid with them, Ethel, when I met them. Really, Ruach HaKodesh is the one that guided me to them. I was working for a publishing company, and all of a sudden I heard a voice within me say, I want you to call the synagogue in Lowell, Massachusetts, and I want you to tell them that your name is Gail Schaffman, your father is Milton Schaffman, and you're in search of your family. And I got chills when I heard that, but I picked up the phone, I called that synagogue, and I connected with one of the most beautiful women on the face of this earth, and that was my aunt, my father's sister. And she cried, and we were reunited, and when I saw them, I let them know that I was that by the mercy and the grace of our Heavenly Father, he revealed who the Messiah is. And they were very accepting. And they said in their Jewish way, because they were elderly people, and they said, But Gail, when the Messiah comes, if it's not Yeshua, we're going to say, I told you so. And if it is Yeshua, you can say, I told you so.
Oh.
But the bottom line is, Ethel, which was so beautiful, they embraced me, they loved me, they embraced James, they loved him, they embraced our son. We were invited to all the bar mitzvahs, the bat mitzvahs. We were just so, it was just, they felt so connected because they hadn't seen my father either. And they said to me, you know, you better find your father soon because if you don't, he may die. The men in our family die young. And I said, just like our Heavenly Father, the creator of heaven and earth, led me to you, I know he's going to lead me to my dad. And it happened 3 years later. And there was a big reunion with my father and the whole family. And he also was a believer. He was a minister, an evangelist. And that, believe it or not, was the reason why my mother and father divorced, because she converted to Judaism, and then he discovered Yeshua in a church service. And my mother, and he was studying to be a surgeon at the time, and my mother said, what are you doing? How can you do this to your family, who were very pious Jews? And he said, I have no choice but to follow my Messiah. It's everywhere in the Tanakh.
Wow.
Everywhere you can see Yeshua in the Tanakh. And that was one of the catalysts in the divorce. My mother just had such a hard time with him making that decision because I believe she was afraid of how the family was going to accept it. And they did not, at that point in time, they did not accept it. And so it just became a division. And that until he restored us 40 years later. 40 years! It took for this restoration between the family.
That's just amazing. Wow. And I do want to spend some time with your husband. I'd like to know his story and how he came alongside you and embraced the Jewish side of Messiah.
Well, my story is not as dramatic as Gail's. I love her story because of the restoration aspect and how it really lines up a lot of it with Scripture and that the Father is wooing us back to His house and we're really getting a revelation and an understanding of who our Creator is and who Yeshua is. But I was born in an Irish and Italian Catholic household. But I always had a knowledge of Jesus when I was growing up as a Catholic. I wasn't a very good Catholic, which is probably not a bad thing. but I was, I just was so interested in the Messiah, and didn't know really even why, but he was pulling at me, he was wooing me, even back then in my young age. I grew up in the Jesus Christ Superstar time and the Godspell time frame, the Jesus Freaks, and it really just really was pulling on my heartstring, though I strayed for many, many years. And really, I strayed really until I met Gail, because we met in a Baptist church, which is kind of an interesting thing. I was singing in the choir as a paid tenor, and Gail was one of the parishioners there, and that's when we first met. And when we first met, we were standing out. It was actually during a choir rehearsal, and we stepped out on the stairs at the end and stayed there for about 2 or 3 hours, and we had people with us, and it was in February in Massachusetts, and, you know, that's cold. But we didn't feel the cold, and we were talking about Jesus, about Israel, wanting to go to Israel, and that was really like the focal point in our lives. And then one step after another led us to a charismatic church, and the one thing that, I mean, being a musician, during the 80s, I was part of the music ministry, led the music ministry at certain times. The music that always pulled my heartstring was the Messianic Hebraic type of music, the Joel Chernoff, the Paul Wilbur, Israel Hope, Israel's Hope. That type of music really pulled at my heartstrings, and that's the kind of music that I really. That's one thing I love about your show. You do a lot of different things, but you usually have that Hebraic flavor in the songs that you put on there, and that's what attracted me to learning more about Israel, learning more about our brothers Judah, and doing that kind of thing. One thing, and I'm trying to make this as quick as possible because it has a little bit of a some detail. But the one thing that brought us more into Messianic lifestyle was our former pastor was sitting around our table, and he mentioned about what if we did a service on either Friday night or Saturday. And we were looking at him like, we were faithful Sunday goers for 20 plus, 25 years at that time. And we're like, what do you mean? He said, well, the Bible clearly states that the Sabbath is on the seventh day of the week, which would be Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. And it was like he put a spear through our heart, like, what are you talking about? That's not what we do. I mean, we'll participate in that kind of thing, but we don't, that's not us. But what we did is we searched the scriptures and we realized, wow, the seventh day is what the Father set apart, and right from the creation. And it was just that revelation and that wow in the scripture that the word just leaped off the page into our hearts. That, and that was about 10, 12 years ago.
12 years ago,
that we started that journey on what we are now calling the Messianic Hebrew lifestyle, whatever we call it today. But but a Torah-based lifestyle where we really dig into the scriptures and really try to understand what the Lord requires of us and to be obedient to what He says, knowing that our Messiah Yeshua died for us, bled for us, rose again for us, and is now sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, both of you have an incredible story, and God linked the two of you together. And I'd like to know, and our listeners, I'm sure, would like to know a little bit about the ministry that you have together and your broadcast and how listeners can tune in.
Well, our ministry is Israel My Delight, which was a title that Ruach HaKodesh gave to us during a conference that I was one of the organizers on. And we were sitting around the table, and they were looking for what to call this conference, because we were gathering with dignitaries from Israel, and we were gathering all the pastors and rabbis in the Massachusetts area, and bringing together, and that's been our heart cry, is to be a repairer of the breach. We have always said we need to be echad, we need to be one. And when Yeshua prayed that prayer in John 17, I believe, which is the disciples' prayer, when he said to the Father, may they be one as we are one. And so Israel My Delight came about as a result of this conference, and that's in
Isaiah 62, verse 4.
And so that became our heartthrob. As James mentioned, Israel was the foundation of our religion. I mean, not religion, our relationship. And we talked about it and talked about it, and we said that, that is what we need to try to bring about. And then as that unfolded, Ethel, we discovered that Israel was not only just the land, it was not only a nation, but it's the children of Israel, it's the house of Israel, and that we have been given this revelation for a purpose of being a light unto the nations and being that voice. And the voice came forth in music. We started writing songs for the journey, and the songs were, even before we even partook, I mean, really yielded ourselves to obedience and doing Shabbat and doing all the feasts, because Ethel and everybody else listening, we used to do musical dramas on Sukkot, and I would use all my family's names, and we would have these gatherings. And during these rehearsals, as I was the director, I would say to the people who were, like, sometimes it was a cast of 30, I would say, I know we're in a rehearsal, but we really are in a rehearsal. The real deal is going to happen when our Messiah returns. There is going to be a Sukkot like you have never seen before. And at the time, I didn't even know what I was saying. I just know that that was a word that was coming forth as an inspiration to all of us. And so that's our ministry, is to be a voice of righteousness that calls out to people to teshuva, to turn back on the ancient paths, to cling and just be that grafted in, or just cling to the vine, so that we can be a good fruit. And give a good name to the king and his kingdom, because we are his servants.
So people can reach us if they're interested. Is IsraelMyDelight.org. We also have a radio show on Lamb Radio, Messianic Lamb Radio, on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Just one quick thing, just a funny little thing, because when we were getting the name, before we even had this name of Israel My Delight, we used to call ourselves, we never liked to use our names per se, like, you know, the, you know so-and-so's ministry, this and that ministry, you know, that kind of thing. But we said, well, let's have a little fun with it. And so we called it J&G Ministries, J and sign G Ministries in the beginning. And you know, and the way I looked at it, so that's James and Gail Ministries. But I looked at it as a kind of a funny situation, because we had Jew and Gentile.
Oh, yes.
Jew and Gentile Ministries. So, you know, I mean, that just reminds me of a song. Doesn't that remind you of a song? Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah.
Hey, well, that's a good lead-in to my next question. If somebody wants to get your music, because you know they're just going to love it, how can they do that?
Well, we're in the process of getting it back on the internet, but if people are interested, they could certainly email us at israelmydelight@gmail.com. israelmydelight@gmail.com. And we can certainly send them the MP3s of any songs that they might want. And we even have sheet music if they are musicians and they like the chord sheets and the notes and that kind of stuff too. So
good to know. Good to know.
CDs that we produced, and whatever their interest is, get in touch with us, and we'll be happy to supply their needs.
Yeah, and we give all our music away for free. We don't charge for it. We never have, and I really don't know if we ever will. So
such a deal. So listen, my two dear friends, before we conclude our time together, is there any special way you would like us to be praying for you guys or for your ministry?
We ask people to pray that the Father will order our steps. There's a scripture that says that man makes plans, but Yah is the one that orders our steps. And we only want to walk through those doors that the Father opens up for us. And we do not want to go through any door unless he has opened it up. So that's our prayer request.
Amen. That's a very good prayer. May it be so in Yeshua's name. Yes. Well, this has been so enjoyable, and I know that it was a short time and you gave me the abridged versions, but I feel like I did learn a lot more about the two of you, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to stay in touch, and perhaps you'll come on the air with me again sometime.
We would love it.
Absolutely.
Ethel, we would love it, because I really believe, as James says, the unfolding of my story lines up so much with the restoration that is taking place. It is just absolutely amazing how this little Jewish girl who lost her identity but was constantly and diligently in search in the appointed time, it happened. And I believe that's the way it is with all of his children. At his appointed time, he reveals to us who he is, and he whistles to us, and he calls us back into his house, redeemed by the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I hope you're going to write a book about this experience, because I see it coming. I feel it coming.
Ethel, you are right on. It's a work in progress, and you are about everybody that hears this. It's an absolutely amazing story, and it does it is in the process of being written. It is. Thank you, Ethel, for that encouragement.
Sure, let me know how I can help. I'm involved now.
You are involved.
All right.
I'm so happy. I'm so thankful that we had a chance to talk.
Amen.
We love you. We love your personality. We love your energy. And you are a blessing. We thoroughly enjoy
yes.
you.
Love your music and love
yes.
your show.
Aw,
thank you so much. God bless you both, and let's talk again real soon.
Okay.
Amen. Blessings to you, too.
Oh, thank you. Shalom. Bye-bye. Thank you. That was my interview with James and Gail O'Hare, and I said thank you at the end of the interview. And you know how you say thank you in Hebrew? Todah Rabah. Thank you very much. We have time for one more song from James and Gail O'Hare, and it's called Todah Rabah.
Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Put a leap in my step and a clap in my hand. You called me to possess the land. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. I sing to you. Joy is my strength as I press on through. Remember your covenant, your word was in me. Establish my way. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. My strength as I press on through. Remember your covenant, your word dwells in me. Establish my way. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Todah Rabah, Todah Rabah, my heart is thankful to you, Abba. Adonai vayismarecha Yair Adonai panav alecha vikunecha Yisa Adonai panav alecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.